8. The layout of the villa, the two towers, light and shadow. If contradictions are a sign of vitality, then Visconti is vital precisely because he's so rich in them, wrote Alberto Moravia. That tension between the tradition he inherited and the revolutionary impulse that shaped his entire life defines, in a profound way, the man and the artist that Luchino Visconti was. Perhaps more than anyone else in 20th century Italy, he embodied a synthesis, an interlude between worlds divided by class, ancient yet beyond the bourgeois, noble yet divided, suspended in a perpetual chiaroscuro. La Colombaia seems to reflect this very nature. Light breaks across its surfaces, then dissolves into shadow, following the different heights of the structure, arranged on multiple levels, where two towers face one another. 2. Because alongside the Colombaia, the original estate at the end of the 19th century also included another tower, born unfinished. It still stands nearby, sharing with this place a single unified direction, yet a dual gaze toward the sea, a place, a way of being that resembles the one who inhabits it, and in turn is shaped by him.